know you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We were just talking about this tune here.
Damn prices, man, they really screwed us. I can't afford to pay for groceries. High inflation, gouging the consumers. Money's worth nothing and they're fleecing me. My 401k's going down the sewer. Just lost another $1,000. Maybe I have to cut back on that morning coffee. Maybe I can't fill up my truck. Go to the store, can't afford nothing. Using credit for gasoline. All of my money is phony paper in this terrible economy. Listen here, they're hiking prices, man, they really screwed us. Blame the greedy, selfish companies. Our government is totally useless. Money's worth nothing. Corporate greed. Money's worth nothing. Corporate greed. Money's worth nothing.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. So what was the deal with the original Dire Straits song and Random Facts, the sound they couldn't replicate?
The opening guitar riff, whatever that is, you heard a little bit of there, that it's got that static to it, that,
yes.
It's got that fuzz, that feedback type to it, and they couldn't reproduce that.
A lot of stations had to do a little edit there with that one particular line, that little, starts with an F. It's now a millionaire, so they had to do an edit.
I'm not bringing this up because you're here, Susan Woody. It just happens to be an article in today's Prep about 8 habits that make you age faster. We could get into that next hour. And we didn't get the three of a kind thing today.
We didn't?
Very disappointed.
I was thinking, since you're taking a trip south this weekend, is that correct?
Yes.
To visit Goose?
Mm-hmm.
To New Orleans? Okay, well, you're going...
That she would ride with you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, no.
I'm going to New Orleans, Quebec. It's
a little colder.
Yeah. Well, I, too, am headed south this weekend.
Oh.
There's the Eastern Shore Choral Society concert that...
I never miss that.
Well, you're going right past, Fairhope. I could just ride along. You could drop me off. Boing. I hear it in my head without even playing it.
That's an open bar, isn't it? The choir, choral, whatever that is.
Yeah, no.
Well.
Wouldn't that be fun, Greg?
Well, you didn't jump on that opportunity today.
You're unusually quiet, Greg. Are you thinking about it?
Save me here, Rich Thomas. Boy, look at the time. Yeah, you know what it's time for? To hear about Seafood Bistro. And then we'll teach Susan about Little Kid or Drunk Adult, the game that we've been playing for the last year.
You know what the Seafood Bistro reminds me of? New Orleans. Because they've got all kinds of New Orleans staples there.
Paul Doe came?
Yeah, exactly. There. They got the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp, the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo. By the way, if you check... Seafood Bistro's Facebook page. They're hiring.
Oh.
So if you're looking for work, Susan, Seafood Bistro.
Oh, listen,
Paul. But I have to cook? I don't cook.
Oh, never mind then. He'd probably still find a place for you there. even if you don't cook. You can do the entertainment.
I'm thinking Walmart greeter is going to work for me.
You could pass out pens.
They've got their crab claws, their dragon shrimp, the fried pickles, the fried green tomatoes. Those are just the appetizers there. The po' boys, the platters, the boil bag. If you've never had one of those, give it a shot, because that is, not only does it taste delicious, you are going to make everybody in the office, if you come back, jealous because of the smell. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them at 279-7500.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, no, right over there. Yeah.
Wow.
They used to be attached to a gas station over there by ASF.
That's right. Oh, I do remember them.
Now they
got their wonderful food.
Got their own place now.
I'm so glad they're still
around. Right over here. Look at the delivery apps on your phone. They're on all of those if you want to get it delivered. But you can also just go by, sit down, and enjoy a meal, or order online at their website, TheSeafoodBistro.com. Google them, you'll be able to find them, no problem. They are hiring. For that information, just go to their Facebook page. Like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. And we will give away a Seafood Bistro gift card. And I think, I want to get your take on this game we play called Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Okay.
Basically, somebody tells a story of something goofy that happened, and the listener has to decide whether it was the story of a little kid being a little kid or a drunk adult being an idiot.
Who thought of this?
Who's on the phone?
Oh, I don't know. They called when I was doing my bistro bit, so I'm not sure. Hi, who's this?
I can't believe I'm hearing Susan Woody.
Neither can I, sir.
Where have you been?
What? Wait a second. What's your name first? I got to put you in our drawing. What's your name?
Well, I've got a lot of names. It's Wendy Breeze.
Oh,
gotcha. Oh my gosh.
Hey, man. How are you?
The weatherman. The weatherman.
That's the weather.
The weather fairy.
The weather fairy.
The fairy. Yeah.
Well, we have that in common. We both have a lot of names.
Oh, yeah. You know, I grew up listening to you.
Wait a minute now.
Good one, man.
Hey, you're about to earn another name there, Mr. Breeze.
Yeah, let me throw that ball out there. But no, Susan, it's good to hear you. It's good to have you back. Are you coming back to Montgomery?
Yeah, I have come back to Montgomery. I came back to Montgomery on the 5th of April. Put that in your random facts, would you?
Did you?
Well, a lot of people are going to be excited to know that you're back. Are you going to be partnering with these crazy guys?
I'm just going to be dropping in from time to time.
Good deal, good deal. Well, we're glad to hear you. Glad
Thank
to have you,
you
back. Listen, I'm driving part-time for Uber, and I picked up your son a few years ago. I think he was living off of Cloverdale.
Yes, sir, he was.
Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's working at the Mellow Mushroom in Pike Road.
Oh, nice.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. Very
nice. All right, guys, I'll let y'all get back to your craziness. But anyway, Susan, good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thanks.
And Greg?
Yes, sir.
Stay away from Captain Lawrence's bar. That's my place.
I love Capital Oyster Bar. That's a great restaurant.
Big fan. Big fan.
You know,
good to hear from you.
In a van by the rim.
I think I saw you. It is 8:09.
Very busy all over the area right now, especially I-65 and 85 inbound to Montgomery. A little bit of bunching up across the Alabama River Bridge, and we're a bit busy on 85 southbound from Chantilly to Taylor. If you're in the Prattville area, we have an accident up there. Upper Kingston Road at Gardner Road, minor in nature. Watch out for it if it's a part of your morning commute. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machines performing. Visit Thompson Tractor or check them out online, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Today is April 25th, Hug a Plumber Day. It's a day when everyone is encouraged to tightly embrace a plumber. And just to be clear, that is a monkey wrench in his pocket, but he's still happy to see you. Have a wonderful Hug a Plumber Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Like a plumber day, the time at the toilet is 8 o'clock.
SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University's president to resign over her handling of anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus. Yesterday, the speaker and other Republican lawmakers met with Jewish students at Columbia. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in former President Trump's immunity case later today. Justices will be determining whether Trump is immune from prosecution in a federal case charging him with 2020 election interference. America's birth rate declined last year, marking an end to the late pandemic rebound. The CDC says about 3.5 million babies were born in the U.S., about 76,000 fewer than the year before. Secretary of State Blinken is in China. That's where he's raising U.S. concerns about unfair trade practices, among other issues. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
It's not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, there are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
Oh.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
All right. Oh, the memories. You know, we really...
You're in the passenger seat again.
We really blew it because that rocket to success could have been a thing. We could have done T-shirts, all kinds of
things. You did a cup, a mug.
I have a listener made me a ceramic mug with the rocket and our faces on it and some other stuff. I think it's back in the cabinet. Or in the file cabinet upstairs. God knows what's in that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Does anybody go upstairs anymore?
The rats.
Yeah, you missed Ratzilla.
Yeah, we did have a prowler.
I had a bat in my new house when I moved in.
Other than...
I just set that right up for you, didn't I?
You sure did. If you're going to put it on the tee, I'm going to hit the ball down the fairway. That's how it works. What's the deal with the bat in the house?
What is the deal?
He was so cute. I kind of got attached to him.
Oh, no.
I hated it that he flew away. It was so cute.
Well, I really don't find them very cute. I remember my grandmother lived in the middle of central Minnesota. Awesome place on a lake. But they had some type of a bat colony or something happened. And one of her neighbors came home and there were hundreds of dead bats in the house.
Okay, well, now that's
clinging to the drapes.
Because
of some gas that was being emitted from the fireplace.
Well, this one came down the chimney when the house was empty that I live in, that I'm renting now. And I noticed it in a corner. It was just this little pile of brown that I thought was something else. And it turned out to be a little scared bat. So I learned more about bats than I've ever known in my whole entire life to find out what to do.
One of the funniest episodes of The Office is when a bat gets into the office and Dwight ends up capturing it by throwing a bag over Meredith's hair. When it gets caught in there, it's really funny. And that ends up where she was exposed to rabies after Mike hits her with the car and blah, 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 blah. They really milked that one really well. We're going to take a moment for some hard news brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
The economic number coming out this morning. We may hear more from Brad McDonald before the show is over, but they come out with the government estimates on the gross domestic product for first quarter. They were expecting a 2.4% growth. It came in at 1.6%. That's a significant difference, and the Dow did not react well. It's down almost 500 points. That will be one of the leading stories throughout the day. And oftentimes, they revise that number down after further review, so it could be even worse than it looks. Whatever the case, it'll tell us what it means, how it's going to impact you and your money. That's what Brent does so well for Invested Advisors. And Pennier and Concrete Technologies is the company to call for any concrete project. Tom Latham is the founder of Penny Earned, and when you get to know Tom, you understand why their outcomes are so excellent, why they are able to post literally page after page on Facebook of photos and videos of completed projects, because Tom, it's an art to him, and it really is. In fact, you should see some of the things that can be done with concrete that you may not even know. Larry Stevens, our friend, had Penny Earn build concrete into the contour of the landscape of his home, and I got to tell you,
it's like sculptured.
It was. It was just magnificent. But if you need a sidewalk, driveway, whatever it is, it's going to be done right. So if you're going to invest in concrete, you should get what you pay for, and that is the best possible outcome. Top-notch materials, the best experience in the business. And when it comes to hiring a concrete contractor, don't take somebody's word for it. Ask to see the receipts with Penny Earn. The receipts are on Facebook, or just call Tom Latham directly at 284-9292 for Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
We warmed up 5 more degrees in the last hour, and if you're looking for me and a cute little dog, you'll find us in the park today at Blount Cultural Park later on. It's going to be just one of those picnic in the park days with a high temperature up to about 84. Good bit of sunshine. Rain chances 10%, maybe. I don't think there's going to be any showers on the radar. Partly cloudy, very mild, 62 tonight. 86 tomorrow on Friday, TGIF. Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. 70s down on the coast. Are you planning a beach trip? Boy, I'm jealous. I wish I was. Lots of sunshine. Clouds increase 86. Still dry Monday. And then the risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. But by the time that front gets here, this front that's producing so much severe weather in the middle of the country, I don't think it's going to be a big deal in our part of the world. Shh. Right now this morning with 66, it's nice at 820.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Is that the phone?
Telephone!
Yeah, that was the phone.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
Today is National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me, call me, call me.
Call me. Bye.
Showtime. 821 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm checking the reactions on the breakfast special. And they're using your breakfast special to comment about Susan. Great hearing Susan with you again, says Marge.
And then he says, looks great, cook for Susan too.
Oh, and you need her back badly, says somebody.
Yeah. That's so nice, thank you.
And somebody else said, feed the cougar.
Really nice response on breakfast.
As if Rob Baranko says, let the cougar have some. But I forgot.
What? You forgot?
But tomorrow,
what?
I'll have something tomorrow.
Are you going to cook for me tomorrow? I brought my own breakfast. No big deal.
Well, how difficult is it to...
How nice of you.
Dump a can of Friskies between two pieces of toast. Anybody can do that. By the way, we had a special visit yesterday from our friends at Brian Joy on the afternoon show. Just to let you know, they have a six-hour sale this coming Saturday from 10 to 4. At their location at 1778 East Main in Prattville. And that's 60% off 60% of the house. The reason it's constructed that way is because some of the lines that they carry will not permit discounting. But those that can be are 60% off 60% of their inventory at Brian Jewelry. That'll be 10 to 4 this coming Saturday. You can learn more at brianjewelry.com. Or
Mother's Day is coming up. Hello.
I mean, the timing on this is perfect.
Right.
For that. And it's never too late to celebrate an administrative assistant or whatever the occasion might be. Brian Jewelry has something for every occasion. Again, visit brianjewelry.com, sign up for membership, and you'll get $100 off any item worth $200 or more. So you can save even more. That's this Saturday, 10 to 4, at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. So,
who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
This one's going to come with a little instruction because Susan has never played this game. We didn't play it while she was here. And probably wouldn't have approved with her with her prudent standards. Prudish, rather. Not prudent. Mm-hmm. Prudish. So, the game is called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And what you'll hear is a story. You have to decide whether or not this is the story of a precocious child or a drunk idiot adult. So here is the story.
I ate two boxes of snack cakes while walking through a Costco. The manager intervened after following my trail of wrappers and forced us to pay for the snack cakes on the spot before asking us to leave.
I mean, a little kid could do that, tagging along with mom and dad or at Costco, or it could be somebody went into Costco schnockered and...
Happens.
Yeah.
You have any impression right off the bat?
Yeah, I'm thinking little kid.
Little kid?
No. Little kid. All right. Who wants to try it on the phone? 272-9228. We'll repeat the story one more time when you call. We need two callers. This is the way this one works. If you guess correctly, if you're the first caller and you guess correctly, you win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. If you don't guess correctly, the second caller wins it.
Automatically.
So do this in memory of Susan. 272-922. I mean, in honor of
Can
Susan.
Can I play? I'd like a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Technically, you could because you're not a station employee.
That's true. I do this for free.
So.
And who wouldn't? I mean,
so do I.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't get up at 3:30 in the morning and be here at 5:30 to spend the 3 hours with you, Greggy?
Greggy.
We need one more caller. We'll get us during traffic. 272-9228.
Very busy all over the area right now, especially I-65 and 85 inbound to Montgomery. A little bit of bunching up across the Alabama River Bridge, and we're a bit busy on 85 southbound from Chantilly to Taylor. If you're in the Prattville area, we have an accident up there. Upper Kingston Road at Gardner Road. Minor in nature. Watch out for it. If it's a part of your morning commute, keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machines performing. Visit Thompson Tractor or check them out online, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, we have what we need to continue the game, little kid or drunk adult. And William Bate is the first one in. William Bate!
So, good morning, good morning. How's everybody?
Hey, you know, better tomorrow, but good today.
So I will play the story for you, and then we'll ask for your guess, okay?
I ate two boxes of snack cakes while walking through a Costco. The manager intervened after following my trail of wrappers and forced us to pay for the snack cakes on the spot before asking us to leave.
What does it sound like? A little kid or a drunk adult?
I'm going to guess drunk adult.
Okay. All right, now that means Cooter, who is on the other line, will win if you're wrong. So, William Bates.
He's a first-time caller, right?
He is a first-time caller.
I thought so.
Yeah. I've never heard of him before.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to guess drunk adult on this, too. What do you guys think?
He did say I ate.
I'm going to say little kid just to be different.
I'm thinking it's a drunk adult, though.
All right, let's find out.
I was a drunk adult. I had been drinking all day at Peanut Island. We stopped at Costco afterwards to get some munchies to take home. I was stoned too. Does that disqualify me?
So there you go. You are a winner, William.
Which means...
Thank you so much. And, sounding good this morning. I know I hadn't called in a while, but, just been kind of in one of those places. But continue to entertain each other. You're sounding good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Hang on, Jake. Got to get some information from you. And we could play one more. In fact, there's one.
Have you ever done that after a night of debauchery? Gone to the grocery store and just consume things before you paid for it?
Well, not in the store. I've never consumed stuff, I don't think.
I have never stolen anything, but I have sometimes started on something. I couldn't wait. But I'm eating a lot of good stuff these days.
I know you are, and you look great and healthy.
Thank you. Here's a bowling one. We'll just play this one with you. Or maybe... Hey, Cooter.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, William B.
You want to play one just for fun?
Yes.
All right, this one's about bowling, so let's see what this is.
Hey, guys, I once dug a hole in front of my yard and buried all of my dad's bowling shirts in there. It's pretty crazy.
I dug a hole in my yard and buried my father's bowling shirts in there.
I suppose that could go either way.
I think little kid.
What do you think?
I think a little kid.
Probably a stupid little kid that got his butt whooped.
Yeah. Susan?
All right.
I think it's an adult.
You think a drunk adult did it?
I can see a drunk,
Okay. God help us if she's right and we're all wrong. Here's the answer.
And I was a little kid. I was mad because he wouldn't let me go to the bowling league with him. And then years later, I actually found out what the bowling league meant. And it was him going to his mistress's house named Wanda.
No wonder he couldn't go to the bowling league with Daddy.
Knocked all pins down.
Yeah. That was taking care of that head pin, as they call it.
I could have been a winner, too.
Yeah. Some big bowling jokes you could throw in there.
Yeah.
Sounds like an old commercial.
I could have.
Picked up a spare.
So many things are going through my head right now. You'll be amazed that they're not coming right out of my mouth. I'm different. I've told you, you've got to lose those cougar sounds. You got to lose the mean cougar sound. You got to lose the flounce. I don't flounce.
You flounce.
I don't flounce.
I
can't flounce.
No, what happens, flouncing, when she walks into a room, she just sort of like, she's there, and her body always takes on the... tone, like if she's going to ask a question, her body goes into the shape of a question mark. Sometimes she's a straight up exclamation point. Sometimes she's hunched over, you know.
Like a period.
Hey,
what would an ampersand be?
How does she become a semicolon?
Once again, Rich to the rescue.
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah, we got to go back to the traffic. It's 8:30 for crying out loud.
Very busy all over the area right now, especially I-65 and 85 inbound to Montgomery. A little bit of bunching up across the Alabama River Bridge, and we're a bit busy on 85 southbound from Chantilly to Taylor. If you're in the Prattville area, we have an accident up there. Upper Kingston Road at Gardner Road. Minor in nature. Watch out for it if it's a part of your morning commute. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machines performing. Visit Thompson Tractor or check them out online, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36-month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture. A company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Check, please.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
April 25th is World Penguin Day. A day to put on a tuxedo, go down to the zoo, and play with the penguins. Interestingly, today can also be known as Get Arrested at the Zoo Wearing a Tuxedo Day. So hire a good lawyer and have a great day.
All right, some game-changing economic data out this morning here to give us the take on it. Mr. Right on the Money. And that
why
would
did
be,
you become such a drama queen?
I'm not being dramatic. I'm being honest. Brant McDonald joining us. Brant, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. You know, yesterday and all week we've been talking about the two big data reports this week. Today was GDP. Tomorrow is PCE. This report this morning on gross domestic product was really, really fascinating. Number one, it came in at 1.6%, which was well below estimate. But the interesting thing, they also sort of pre-released a little bit of the PCE, today, which has kind of got everyone scratching their heads. So here's the problem. 1.6% GDP growth, which, as I said, was nearly half of what people were estimating. But the problem is the core prices paid in the GDP report, if you drill down and look at that core price number, 3.7%, really, really high. This is not a good setup. This is why the market is down. The Dow Jones is down 500 points.
Yeah.
And bond yields, which, remember, U.S. Treasuries are traded in the open market, just like stocks, supply and demand. This is not something that really the Treasury or the Fed controls. And bond yields are going up. It should be the exact opposite. I mean, you go back years of history, this should be the exact opposite. When you get a weaker growth report out of the United States, typically bond yields come down because you would expect lower interest rates. Not the case here. That's because of this prices paid component in the GDP report, which was blistering hot. Could be a little bit of an advanced sort of tell, if you will, on what the PCE will look like tomorrow. But this is not a good situation. This portends and is really the first sort of possible confirmation that we may be headed to stagflation, which is the absolute worst possible outcome of all the scenarios. We've been preaching this now for many months.
Yes, you have.
We'll see how the rest of trading. Yeah, we'll see how the rest of trading goes today. I look forward to calling in this afternoon at our regularly scheduled time, and we're going to take a little bit of a deeper dive on these numbers, talk about tomorrow's PCE, and try to unpack this in a little more detail than we're able to do this morning. But just for now, wanted to get this to you. This is a horrible report.
Yeah.
Much weaker than expected.
And generally, they revise them down a month or so later. So if it's this bad now, I imagine it could even get worse if they revise it.
It could. It absolutely could. And I think there are a lot of people out there in my community of portfolio managers, investment advisors, who think that things are actually worse than they really are. Just based on all the data we've talked about, right? The consumer, et cetera. I mean, we've been going on for months with all the different data that we're seeing that's really not good. But this is a horrible, horrible report this morning. And as I said, we're going to take a much deeper dive on this afternoon at the normal 5:15 time slot.
Okay.
And then, of course, tomorrow we get the PCE. So,
all right, Brent,
we had better news for everyone this morning.
We appreciate it. And in the time that we talked, the Dow dropped another 50 points. 5:50, it's down. Unbelievable. Thank you so much for
talking. It had nothing to do with you, though.
No. But this has something to do with you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Just marveling at the fact that we've had a severe weather drought in April. And, you know, Saturday is the anniversary of the biggest tornado day in Alabama history and the biggest tornado day in U.S. history. And that was April 27th, 2011, when there were 62 tornadoes and 252 Alabamians lost their lives. But our news is clear sailing. It's really a good forecast. A warm April day today, high 84. Good bit of sunshine. Rain chances, you know, 10%. I'm not even sure. That may be too high. Partly cloudy, very mild, 62 tonight. 86 tomorrow on Friday. Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. 70s down on the coast. Lots of sunshine. Clouds increase, but we're dry Monday, high 86. And the risk of scattered showers and storms returning on Tuesday. But that system should be greatly weakened from what it will be like over the middle of the country this weekend. For heaven's sakes, big severe weather threat there. Right now this morning, clear skies, sunshine, 66, 839.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
839.
Why, thank you very much. I'm here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, a one-of-a-kind jewelry store selling, well, one-of-a-kind jewelry because it's very old jewelry. It's jewelry that was made to order at the time and put together to the buyer's specifications. These are one-of-a-kind pieces available to you at Heirloom Jewelers. All you have to do is go look at their inventory by going to their Facebook page or their Instagram page or going to their website itself, heirloomjewelers.com. There, you will find pictures of all the items there, multiple pictures of them, along with descriptions of what the pieces are. And more than that, just the history of the piece, the different material that was used in the making of that piece, how old those materials are, where it dates back to, some parts of the piece being older than other parts of the piece. It's just, it's got a real deep history with everything that is sold there at Heirloom Jewelers. And True Booth, the guy that's going to tell you all about it as well, when you call 260-0066. Anytime you deal with Heirloom Jewelers, you're going to be dealing with the owner, True Booth. 260-0066. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. But it's by appointment only because it is just him. He has no other employees. It is only him that you're going to be dealing with. He'll give you free evaluation, so if you've got some jewelry sitting around that you're curious about the value of, maybe even the history of, True can help you out and figure that out about the history of the piece and the value of it as well. Again, online, heirloomjewelers.com, and their phone number is 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
A survey was done to determine the top 10 everyday irritations people experience, and we'll go over that a little bit later. In fact, if Susan comes back, we can do the top 11.
Busy around Montgomery, but no major problems. We have seen a couple of minor accidents, but those are not really causing a problem. They're off in parking lots or on side roads. All of our major arteries looking good. Just busy on I-65 and 85, the Boulevard, and our busiest of our roads into Montgomery, 231 out of Wetumpka, and Troy Highway showing the most activity at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
A good friend of the community, this radio station, this show, James Jones is joining us to talk about the drug take-back program going on. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be here.
For those who are not familiar with it, tell us about the program and how they can participate and why you're so dedicated to this.
Greg, on Saturday from 10 to 2 at all Jones Drugs locations in the area, we'll be doing a drug take-back. We're joining with the DEA, the local police, and sheriff's departments, encouraging everyone to get any unused medication out of your home. you know, if you want to prevent crime in your community, get the unused medication out of your home. Law enforcement tells us that it's one of the biggest motivations for home break-ins in the area.
So many times I go into my cabinet and I'm saying, what the hell is this? What was this for?
When was I taking when? Yeah. What was wrong with
you
me?
Know,
I know, prescription right. labels fade.
We tend to hang on to things and we need to not do that.
People treat unused medication like old clothes. Yeah. We want to keep it if we like it because we might need it again, but you need to get it out of your medicine cabinet, out of your closet.
Yeah. Just a quick question, tapping your expertise. I never finish all the antibiotics when I get a prescription. They tell you to take the whole course.
Which is a bad thing.
I know I have at least one Z-Pack, and I have half a bottle of amoxicillin or something. How long is that stuff? See, because I think, well, if I get a fever, if I wake up with a fever one day, I have something right there I can take.
They last forever, you think, but they don't.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, if all fevers were caused by the same thing, that might be a good idea, Greg. But, you know, it depends on the bacteria and which antibiotic a physician would give you.
Mm-hmm.
And antibiotics are not cure-alls for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Probably on a Z-Pack, there's an expiration date on the pack.
Oh, okay.
On a good rule of thumb is a year on any other medication. If you've had it a year and you haven't used it, it's best to get rid of it.
Okay.
Even though there are a few drugs that turn into poison after the expiration date, but most drugs just lose their potency. So you wouldn't be getting the effect you would need anyway.
Can you tell us anything about the drugs that turn into poison?
Well, rule of thumb, if it's old, don't take it.
Yeah, if it's old, don't take it and you're safe.
Let me ask you this hypothetical question.
Okay.
I'm asking for a friend.
That's right. His name is Benjamin. I have a medication. The ink, every time you open a bottle, a prescription medication, I guess it wears the...
It's faded out.
Yeah, and the name, the first thing that goes is the name. I'm 99% sure I know what this stuff is and what it's used for, but can you take that to a store and say, could you identify this medication for
me?
Sure,
yes.
Yeah, you can do that. Because it's not old.
Even if the label's been completely just wiped, or maybe you had some pills and you put them in a different bottle that didn't even have a label on it.
Uh-huh.
You were just, you know, separating. Can they identify that by the pill?
If it's an over-the-counter medication, sometimes no, because those don't have any markings on there. But usually there is something on the pill that indicates what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, is there an app that you can take a picture of that pill and it will identify?
There is an app, or you know, there's several ways you can do it. There are several things on the internet that will just, you could put in the description of the pill, like whether it's a white round,
mm-hmm.
the numbers on one side or a symbol on the other side, and usually you can look it up at home.
I got you.
But we do have things in the pharmacy that give us a little bit more than that, and we can help you with that if you need it.
In the meantime, get the rest of the stuff out of the house and get it to one of the Jones Drugs locations.
Absolutely. We have two locations in Montgomery, one in Prattville, one in Millbrook, and one in Phoenix City. And I spoke with a DEA rep this morning. They're going to be manned at all locations with law enforcement. No questions asked. Just clean out your medicine cabinet. Clean out your closet. Too many times, loved ones pass away and leave a bundle of medication. It's not good for the environment. Don't flush it down the toilet. Don't throw it out in the yard. It just needs to be turned in. It can be incinerated. The DEA takes it from us. Encourage your friends and neighbors. If they can't make it to give what they've got in theirs, it needs to be cleaned out to you. There's no questions asked. Bring it.
Yeah.
10 to 2 on Saturday at all Jones Drugs locations.
And how many years now have you been doing this?
We've been doing this about 8 or 10 years.
Yeah.
Yes, and we feel like we've made a tremendous... You know, you don't see the other side of the road if you don't go down it, but we feel like we've saved lives. And
to address your point on crime, I found out recently that some people will target a home where they know a hospice patient has been treated because they know there's likely to be... some very heavy duty
medications, narcotics. Yes.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right about that, and we appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Drop by in the afternoon. when you're in the neighborhood, if you're here before Saturday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All righty. 850 is the time now. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. That's the place to take your car when it needs rejuvenation, oil change, tire rotation, the basics. I will have mine in there soon. But I make sure that anytime I'm planning a trip to New Orleans, I check the label they put on the inside of the car so you know how many miles it's been since the last oil change and so forth. So I don't have to do it this trip, but next one I will. And it's just nice to have that extra measure of confidence that they've taken a look at everything, the fluids, all of it. They replenish those if something is a little bit low. It's called the works. And for ongoing maintenance, or if your check engine light comes on, they can handle that too. State-of-the-art diagnostics, talented technicians, and each location stocked with wholesale price tires, all the major name brands. So if you need a price on tires, get it from them because they always include installation. High atop Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison and Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and of course on Facebook, our last traffic at 851.
Well, we have a lot of cars still out on the road, but we're looking pretty good right now. We don't have any major problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears at the moment. There is still a little bit of congestion out there. The boulevards are loaded up a good bit, and I-65 and 85 definitely busy through downtown Montgomery, but that's about it at this moment. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, sheer experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Bandage Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet.
And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dust cap, baby!
Dust cap! We're going to have a limited edition one of your nominee today as we wrap up our visit with Susan, our joyous reunion.
Thank you.
Which will be heard again tomorrow for many of these same stations. A woman in Indianapolis called 911.
What, where? A woman in where?
Indianapolis.
Okay. So is that what you said, really?
What did I say?
Say Indianapolis.
Let's put Jay in a really uncomfortable position here. Did I say Indianapolis?
Yeah, a little short stumble.
Well, that's how we do it in Chicago. Did you ever see that skit, The Bears?
Yeah, Indianapolis, right?
So
I just said it wrong, but it sounded fine.
There's a skit where they're, you know, the guys are all sitting around the table, and they're doing things about what would happen if Mike Ditka was doing it. So, all right, let's say you're in the Indianapolis 500.
Indianapolis.
And you're riding a bus. All right. Who's going to win? And the next question is, well, who's the driver?
You basically...
Ditka.
Yeah.
So Ditka. Oh, yeah. The bus is going to win.
Yeah. Because you basically pronounced it like anybody else who isn't Susan pronounces Huntington.
Huntington.
Well,
there's no T in
there. Huntington.
Yeah. I know it's Huntington. I was registered to attend Huntington.
But we call it, you know, so
never
Indianapolis.
Finish college.
Indianapolis.
Anyway, at 8:57...
Speaking of
this Indianapolis,
as I'm wandering around the studio, I notice these signs on every single door to every single studio.
Stay
these
up.
Big signs that says "No food and water past this point," and that brought back such a vivid memory of an event that happened.
Can we discuss
years
your memories
ago?
Later?
Said memories,
do
right?
You remember that? Do you remember
no,
that event?
No, it's in Indianapolis.
You remember that, don't you, Craggy?
No. you know what? You'll just have to tune in this afternoon to hear this story now because...
We have no time.
We've got a heartbreak.
And we have somebody who is distracted by shiny objects in the studio with us. And now there's no time because I've got to talk about Montgomery Men's Health. This is another great innovation since you've been... out of town and come back. Two things that affect most men as they age, ED and low T. Kind of rhymes, but it's nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about. In fact, it's a lot more common than people realize. The only shame is doing nothing about it when there are fixes available at Montgomery Men's Health created to take care of guys who have to deal with those problems. This is something not a lot of people know. My friend Han over there was talking about this, that sometimes pills just quit working. And guys start making excuses for not going to bed because they don't want to fail at intimacy, so they'll start an argument or be belligerent. If a man is feeling a lack of motivation or energy, always fatigued, perhaps seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, these are also signs. And, of course, a decreased libido. Or maybe you just feel like you're walking through the day in a fog. And knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues, and you can get the answer to that question... For just $99, the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for just $99. So what you get is the test, the result, and then the consultation with a medical solution to the problem. Real medical solutions and not just theories. Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that truly change lives men can experience. Higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, lose weight, and an increased libido. And you can book the same day that you call. The number to start feeling amazing again, guys, is 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. We'll see all of you tomorrow.